Well, we get started today with news that Nikki is having poopsidents.
I didn't have a poopsident. I had almost had a poopsident.
You almost had a poopsident.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be horrible. It'd be horrible.
My stomach about 8:40 went grrr, and my stomach moved.
And you're thinking, oh, God, oh, no.
And I couldn't go then because it wasn't going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to happen right at the beginning of the show.
Right. And you're like, oh, I can't, you know, you can't start the show with a poopsident happening.
No. And, of course, like 3 minutes till, I had a run.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very satisfying. And I feel like I'm probably going to have another one.
It wasn't
like
very.
I kind of rushed it too fast.
It wasn't satisfying. Well, we all know that, you know, it's supposed to be satisfying when you poop.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, you need
especially when you get the grumble and the stomach move, you know that it's got to come out.
Well, when you go to the bath, when you take a dump, okay.
Preceding the stomach growl and the belly move.
Well, you want to feel empty when it's over.
Yes.
You know?
I feel like I want to have another stomach growl and belly move.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
And it's my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what I ate.
Yeah, you want to empty out the stomach. That's what you want.
I did not have Rice Krispies this morning.
You what?
I did not have Rice Krispies this morning.
Oh, well, good, good.
I had sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with hash browns.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I know.
What would you eat that for?
Because I thought it would be yummy.
Oh, that's not on the diet, Nikki.
I know.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why my stomach moved and went.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. When's the last time you ate that?
6 months ago.
Mm.
Or longer.
Yeah, I would.
No, it was large, too.
Well, your stomach's not ready for it. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, all the grease and nastiness.
I'll tell you, I was hungry. Last night.
I didn't have supper last night either.
Well, I was having cravings so bad.
For what?
I don't know. Just had cravings. I mean, I just want, you name it, I wanted everything.
See, what I think it was, I was with my friend last night, and they went through the drive-thru and asked if I want anything. I was like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, but you weren't.
I patted myself on the back.
But you weren't
and
fine.
This morning, I was like, can I have somebody to go do the drive-thru?
You weren't fine. Your friends should not have gone through the drive-thru with you in the car.
I know.
And you didn't want to say it.
I was fine last night.
Hmm. Yeah,
But I also didn't have supper last night.
I think that they should not have gone through the... They should not have gone through the drive-thru with you in the car.
Because I ate about 4 o'clock and they went through about 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouldn't do it. Yep.
So now I feel sick.
Yeah. So, you know, you gotta be better than that. Oh, well. I mean, this is, you know, now you... You broke the diet and you're going to be shitting all day. And that's what happens. Yeah. I was like, you'll be having poopsidents all day.
Ugh.
That's what happens. Get a poopsident. You get a poopsident. Okay, so, we got to talk radio.
Wait a minute. You were talking about what you ate last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me do this. So, I had bad cravings last night.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't eat anything, but my cravings were insane. I just was going crazy. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I could just take the rest of the week off for dieting and I'll get back on Monday.
Oh, you'll be like me.
And then I was like, then I was saying, you know, I won't. I won't. I just, mm-hmm. I won't. So I just, I'm like, okay, I gotta stop, get these thoughts out of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I ate some nuts. You know, okay. I ate some nuts. Then with with dinner, I had some potato.
Mm-hmm. That's filling.
And yeah, it filled me up. It really filled me up. So I was able to get past it. But I'm telling you, it was close.
You made it through.
Yeah, it was close, but I did. I made it through.
Good.
Yep.
I had no support this morning.
No support.
I was enabled.
Yeah. No support.
Yeah. I was enabled. Yeah. It was sure.
Poor Nikki.
I know. And the Rice Krispies are in my car.
How many of these Rice Krispies do you have?
A whole box.
Oh, Nikki. Now listen. For starters, it's cheaper to make homemade Rice Krispies than it is to buy those nonsense box.
What are you talking about?
Those box of Rice Krispies?
Homemade Rice Krispies.
Yes, better to make Rice Krispie treats, I thought you were talking about.
No.
Oh, you just have a box of Rice Krispies?
Yes, for cereal.
Oh.
I take them with me.
Why do you carry a box of Rice Krispies?
Because that's what I eat.
Oh, my God.
Because it doesn't upset my stomach. It fills me up.
Well, there's no sugar in them. Yeah, I mean.
There's no sugar in them. It's not corn.
You know what I have is Almond Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's what I have. I have those when I
I haven't tried the Almond Toast Crunch.
Oh yeah, it's very good. I mean, it's sugar. You know, there's very little sugar.
It's got protein from the nuts.
Yeah, and it's got.
I could live off of cereal.
Yeah, I can't. Well, there's too many carbs in it. I can't. But
yeah,
but I can at least eat a little bit now. So. You know.
And usually if I get my protein, it's from tuna or chicken.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. Tuna makes my breath too bad. Ooh.
And that's why you brush your teeth.
Oof.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
That also helps take away cravings, too. If you brush your teeth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Seems a trick.
Seems like a lot of work.
Because it changes the taste in your mouth. It's kind of sweet tasting.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah. I had the, I had the bad craving, but I got past it. I'm very proud of myself.
Very good.
I want to talk radio gossip.
Okay.
Did you hear Will Stevenson is leaving WTAX?
No, I did not.
Yes, he's leaving.
Hmm.
He's moving back to Galesburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I wonder who's going to run that station now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. They got, I don't know. I mean, that means nobody works there. You know what I mean? Will was the only guy.
Everything.
Yes, Will's the only guy that worked there. After, I mean, they cut everybody from that station.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, it was, Joey and me and Alex and Kirk and Barb. And we had another part-time person. I mean, it's crazy. We had Logan. Then all these people. Then it was just Will.
Yeah.
He was doing everything by himself.
Isn't Latessa still there?
Well, Latessa's not a full. Latessa's not WTAX all the time. He's, you know, he's got other duties as well. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, the guy does. Whoever runs that station, they do everything.
I knew that they were trying to hire a journalist reporter part-time.
Yeah.
But no biters.
I think Will was trying to hire someone because he knew he wanted to get the hell out of there.
I don't know.
Yeah. So he took off. And he's going back to Galesburg.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know. I don't know because I wasn't there, but there's no way in hell Galesburg pays him more than what they're paying here.
I don't know.
So I wonder how bad it was in that place before he took, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make him leave. And good Lord. What a shit show that station is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I went to work there and everything, but
do they even have a actual morning person there?
They have Joey. Joey comes in, does the morning show, but then he's out of there.
And then it's automated the rest of the day?
Because Joey's like going to school, too.
So then it's automated the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's all syndicated. It's all syndicated stuff.
Syndicated stuff.
Yeah. They're recording news, you know, at 11 a.m. that runs all day.
Nice.
Hmm. How bizarre, huh?
Yeah.
So it's yeah, and that one another one bites the dust.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if you knew Will or not.
No. Just in passing.
Yeah. But I thought it was an interesting story.
Yeah.
So he's taken off.
Another station bites the dust.
Yeah. Well, I think it bit a long time ago. But
yeah.
Who knows? You know. Who knows? Let's see. Did you hear that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner
are getting divorced again?
No. They called off the divorce.
After how many years?
Well, I mean, in 2015, okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah. They announced they were separating, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they were going to call off the divorce, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to call off the divorce, but he never moved out.
Oh.
He never moved out. He lived at home the whole time.
Okay.
This is the tip.
It's not like they were poor and couldn't afford not to do it.
Exactly. Anybody out there whose wife wants to get a divorce because he was banging the nanny or something, remember?
Oh, great.
I don't care what you do. There's not much worse than banging a nanny. Am I correct? Right.
And why is it all the rich people, they can't go find girlfriends, they got to bang the nanny?
Yeah, I mean, and what about these wives?
Schwarzenegger.
Get an ugly nanny, for God's sakes. Did you see their nanny? Their nanny had big tits. She was beautiful. What the heck? Don't hire this girl as your nanny. If you are who can afford nannies? You got to be a wealthy person. But if you're a wealthy person listening.
Take care of your own kids.
And you want to hire a nanny, don't hire a good-looking nanny. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Have your mother-in-law move in.
Yes, you don't hire a nanny. Jennifer Garner, I think Jennifer Garner is beautiful.
Right.
I mean, she really is. I think she's stunning.
Yes.
But this nanny she hires, right?
Uh-huh.
This nanny had gigantic titties.
Oh, good God.
I mean, pardon me speaking this way on International Women's Day, but yes. She had giant titties, right?
Uh-huh.
And she had an ass that, oh, man. I mean, I can't even describe. It looked like it was eating her jeans. Oh. It was beautiful. What a wonderful, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this woman was this nanny's watching the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to think of how he got busted. Oh, he went on a trip to Vegas with a bunch of guys for something.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought it had something to do with Matt Damon, but I don't think so. there's a bunch of people that were going, right?
Right.
And when they were going, the nanny had taken off work. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, this is what I read this somewhere. This is like in 2015 I read it, though, so I don't remember all of it. But anyway, she went to, so Ben Affleck goes to Las Vegas and he comes back. And there's pictures. And in the pictures, the nanny's there. That's how she found out.
Yeah.
That he was plugging the nanny.
Ugh, what a way to find out.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts. It's been insane. So the whole time that they've been separated, okay, they still mm-hmm. lived in the same house. Or on the same property.
Yeah.
I guess they have a guest.
That's weird.
I guess they have a guest house.
Yeah.
That's like 50 feet off of the main house.
How confusing for the kids. Daddy and the nanny and the mommy and...
Yeah. Well, no, they fired the nanny. The nanny got shit canned. Yeah.
It wasn't Daddy dating the nanny?
No, Daddy banged the nanny.
Oh. And the nanny...
And then the nanny got fired. Yeah, they fired the nanny.
Oh.
When Jennifer Garner starts talking about divorce, the first thing they did was, I'll fire the nanny. You know.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Ben Affleck never, ever asked for a divorce. Or he never said he wanted it, you know.
Right.
From the time it first happened.
Right.
He never said he wanted a divorce, okay?
Right.
And, so they announced a separation in June of 2015, or she announced it.
Uh-huh.
And then he was supposed to leave the house, but he never left, okay? So I'm telling you, I know what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I know. He weaseled his way back in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he never left.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting divorced, or you know what I mean? She's going to divorce him. She said she was going to divorce him. She was preparing the paperwork, right?
Yeah.
You know damn well, she's like, he is the hell out of here. And she probably got horny. And she's like, oh, I'll just let him. I'll hook up with him because it's easier than hooking up with somebody else. You know, right?
Right.
Because it's too soon to start dating. So she's like, well, let me just get with him. So, you know, then he's getting some, you know?
Right.
And the wife's really giving it to him good. And she's probably like, I'm divorcing this fucker, so I'm going to give it to him good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bang the hell out of him. So he's at the house. She gets horny. She gives it to him good, you know. And then he's thinking, holy crap, where was this wife? You know, what was this? Right?
Right.
So then he goes off to film, Batman, Superman, he filmed Justice League, he filmed Live By Night. He filmed all these movies while they've been so-called separated. But he's been living in the same house. And they got their kids. And you got to remember, when she first wanted to separate, his son was only 3 years old when she wanted to separate. Well, I mean, you know, how do you do that? You don't separate with a three-year-old. I mean, you don't. I know there are people that I know people do that do, but you're not supposed to. And so, I mean, they've always been, because Jennifer Garner's like, well, you know, we need to co-parent together. So they've always been like that, because they've got kids that are 11 and 8, and the son is now 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. So they were living together, and he keeps banging her. You know. She's like, I'm divorcing his ass, but let me just give him this one more really good, you know, really good session of sex.
Yeah.
And she's giving it to him all the time. And he's, you know, they're hooking up. This is what I think's going on. They're hooking up.
Yeah.
And he's not banging anybody else, at least that she knows of, you know.
Right.
Now, if they're legally if they're separated, you know, because she said they were separated, and he's flying off to England and all this stuff. I don't know if he wasn't banging anybody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when he came home, in fact, while he was filming these movies, she was flying out to England with the kids to see him.
Hmm.
She would fly out and bring the kids. And he would fly home. Whenever he had a break, he would fly home to see his children.
Right.
So, and then when they were going to film the Batman movie, or they're going to film it, and he said, and he was directing it. He said, we're going to film it in Los Angeles. And he said, because I like to take my kids to school in the morning. And, you know, when I drop my kids off, I want them knowing that their dad is at the house. His dad is here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also, he also was drinking a lot and all this stuff, but he completely stopped that.
Well, good.
So, now to get to the end of the story, she called off the divorce.
Well, good for them.
It's crazy. So, they called off the divorce. Good for Batman and Jennifer Garner. And then they said they're both 44 years old.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that. They were, you know.
They look good for that age.
They were a good 44, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
She's
what money will do for you.
I think she's so good looking. I really do.
She's got the girl next door beauty.
She's stunning. I think she is just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Once I'd like to get some of that. You know. Mm-mm-mm.
Now you got to fight Ben for her.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna. He's too well hung. I saw him in that, what's that movie? Gone Girl.
Never seen it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if he meant to do it, but there's a full frontal in that Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Batman's packing some meat.
Maybe it was prosthetic.
No, Batman's, I don't think it was meant to be seen. I think it mm-hmm. accidentally slipped on, you know.
No.
But when I saw the movie, when I saw Gone Girl,
mm-hmm.
It's like, we're watching, I go, what, did I just see what I thought I saw? You know what I mean? I had to rewind, you know.
Yeah.
I had to rewind and pause to get a look at it.
Yeah.
And, I got a look at it. It was very impressive.
Hmm.
Yeah. So number one, I'd have to deal with that, you know. Between that and childbirth, there's not much to, you know.
Yeah.
Although I don't think childbirth would bother him.
Hmm.
Me, on the other hand. So they're not getting divorced. Good for them. They're gonna work it out. Nikki, they're gonna work it out. Oh, happiness is happiness.
Something positive in the world.
I've been overcome by happiness. Yeah.
That and the World Series trophies in town today.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this, and a lot of people are asking me if I'm in line to see it.
I would not stand in line for 6 hours to see that thing.
Like, for example, on my
nice
Facebook
to
page,
see it.
I put the thing on Facebook that said we're live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, somebody immediately went on the page and said, you aren't in line to see the trophy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then even Marvin commented on Sean's post.
Mm-hmm.
about, you know, Ray's probably in line to see the trophy. But no, I'm not seeing the, I'm not going to go see it. Nah.
I sent you the thing that shows the line already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go stand with those lunatics.
That's crazy.
Already in line to see a trophy. No, what do I want to see? Am I crazy? Because you know I love.
I know. I thought about taking my brother up there to be a nice sister. I ain't going up there.
I love the Cubs. I fully love the Cubs.
He loves the Cubs as much, if not more, than you do. I'm not taking him up there.
I love it. Love, 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 love the Cubs, but I have no desire to see that trophy. None.
Right.
I don't want to see that stupid trophy.
Right.
I don't understand.
I mean, if it wasn't going to be crowded and you could just walk by it and
no,
see it.
I still don't think I'd see it.
Hmm.
I really don't.
All righty then.
It just, I mean, it just doesn't interest me. You know. And I mean, it's just not something I want to see. I don't care about
it's
the trophy.
It's just a piece of metal.
Yeah, I don't care about the trophy. So I appreciate the people that do, but they're all waiting in line to go. I mean, am I crazy? Is there something about a trophy? Yeah. I just don't know. Like, they're taking pictures and putting them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They got a picture of one of the World Series rings and the trophy and... Yeah, just, you know, it doesn't do anything for me.
Hmm.
And I've, you know, hell, my own trophies didn't do anything for me. Like when I was a kid, we won the championship. They gave us trophies. I don't even know where mine, I don't remember where I put mine.
Yeah, I got ribbons and all kinds of stuff from softball to art and piano and God knows what, and I don't know what happened to all my ribbons and trophies and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, mine was lost like within a day. Just because that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. The memory of winning means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I just don't care about things like that.
I mean, it's always going to be at Wrigley, isn't it? Eventually.
Yeah.
So, but, you know,
but I just don't have a desire to, you know.
If you ever get the desire, you know where all to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I don't care about it. You know. So everybody's in line and they're waiting. Hold on, let me see this everybody in line here.
Yeah, Nick, it's all Nikki sent me down the street.
Nikki
they're
sent me
in their chairs.
A little piece of video from Facebook that shows everybody in line. And I've got some friends that are in line. Which is crazy.
It's cold out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all sleep. I mean, they're sleeping out there practically. This is insane.
I think the first person got out there at 5:30 this morning.
Well, that's nuts. And then they just got in, right? They got in at like 9:30 or something, I think.
And then you can't see it until 2.
Oh, is that what it's going on?
The doors open at noon or...
Oh, I thought they already opened them. They haven't?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, it's craziness.
And then you get to view it at 2.
Oh,
I think.
Oh.
I may be completely wrong.
Fuck that. That's just ridiculous. There's no way. Oof.
Let me see what the actual facts are.
Hmm.
Before I start making up shit.
Yeah. I have no...
The trophies are available for selfies and other photographs from 2:30 to 4.
Wow, 2:30. Well, like, I know it's at the Capitol now. No, they have it at the Capitol now. That's where the trophy is.
The museum will begin distributing wristbands at 12:30.
Oh,
the first 500 fans in line will receive a wristband to guarantee their ability to see the trophy.
I guess it's not the trophy, but they have World Series rings and the W flags and all that stuff are at the Capitol right now.
Oh.
So I guess the state, the General Assembly or whatever will be, I guess that's the House, will be, you know, when do they open up? 11?
I don't know.
Whenever they get in this session, they're going to have a Cubs thing. So, yeah, the Cubs are.
The museum's going to admit the fans at 12:30.
Yeah. And there's no players, you know.
No.
So you get to go see the. There's no players. There's nobody from the team. Everybody's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Winning games.
Yeah. I don't get it. Just don't get it. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. I'm drinking coffee, even though they told me that I can't drink coffee.
Because of the caffeine?
Yeah.
Well, quit doing
well,
it.
Well, I'm just not. I'm not drinking. Listen, I'm weaning off. I'm just not.
Go to decaf.
I'm just not drinking any. I mean, I'm not drinking at all, you know.
Decaf.
Oh, I'm not doing.
Can you do decaf?
No, I'm just gonna stop.
Sam, that's why I'm not supposed to be drinking Coke, and I'm.
I'm just gonna stop altogether.
I'm on my third 44 ounce in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, no, I gave up. I gave up soda.
I usually allow myself one every couple of days.
Nope, not good.
This is my third today in the last 24 hours. I've had 2 hours of sleep.
My wife does the same bullshit as what you're doing. Like, oh, I'm giving it up, but yet she can't. My wife, every day.
I was off of caffeine for like 20 years.
My wife, every day of her life. I think when she was a baby, they gave her Coke.
They did me. They gave me Mountain Dew.
She's drank Coca-Cola.
I remember walking around with those glass bottles,
yeah.
Glass bottles of Mountain Dew when I was like 3 years old.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, we didn't know back then.
It was bad parenting.
We didn't know back then.
My mother did the same bullshit. Bad parenting.
We didn't know back then.
Yeah, really bad.
Didn't know.
Giving your child a soda. What is wrong with these people?
Me all hopped up your Mountain Dew.
You don't give your child soda. Good Lord. You know what I mean?
Well, you didn't know.
You don't give that to your child. My mother thought it was she didn't want to breastfeed.
Oh, God.
I told my mother, I'm like, did you breastfeed? No, I didn't. I don't want to do that. Like, you didn't breastfeed me? No.
Well, look how many kids she had. No wonder she didn't want to.
I was the second kid. Let's not act like she had all these kids before me.
She just knew.
Oh, no, she breastfed, like, I think she breastfed some of us. Just others she didn't. She said, no, just. She said, I just put some Pepsi in a bottle and you seem to like it. I'm like, well, no shit, I liked it. I mean, you know, I'm a human. So, yeah, I'm going to like it, but why would you introduce that? I didn't know what I was missing till you gave it to me. Well, you would cry if you didn't get it. Well, yes, because you introduced it. If you introduce methamphetamine to someone or crack to someone, they're going to miss it when they don't have it. She gave me soda in a baby bottle when I'm like a month, not even a month old. Who does? What kind of animal does that to a child?
Oh, my goodness. They didn't know back then.
Oh, they knew.
No, they didn't.
She was wanting to doom me to a life of morbid obesity.
Oh, Lord.
It was unbelievable. Really, I mean, it really was. Jesus. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, that's what they did.
Yeah, me too.
Gave me soda. doomed me to a life of morbid obesity. I mean, like all my brothers who eat way worse than me.
Mm-hmm.
This is how unfair life is. Like, my brothers eat horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, horrible. And I eat normally. I'm fat as a house. They're fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a little chubby.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I'm this massive, you know.
But you won't be much longer.
Oh, I will. They're never going to clear me for this surgery, and I'll, you know.
Oh, I'm gonna have to lose it.
I'm going to have to lose it the old-fashioned way.
They'll clear you.
Instead of losing it quickly, I got to lose it the old-fashioned way. Let me ask you, did you ever get your surgery?
Mine's a completely different
Because they kept finding reasons why not to give it to you. That's how they did. That's what they do.
Mine's because I was on too much medication.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
Because I'm on too many medications that couldn't be turned into liquid.
Hey, you'll be happy to know I did not go off my medicine yesterday.
Good.
You scared me into staying on it.
Good.
So there you go. You got that going.
Call your doctor.
Yep, you got that going for you.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I'll put the fear of God in anybody.
I know. It's unbelievable. You scared me. You did. You scared me, though. I was like, holy shit, what the?
You can't do that.
I'm like, I didn't really know. And you said, if you take brain medicine, you can't go off it. It'll make you crazy. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to go crazy. Yep. Oh, well. Let's see. What else do I got to talk about?
Better come up with something. We got 10 minutes left. Well,
no, I will come up with something. I'm just... You know, I know what's going on out there. I'm just trying to figure out what thing we're going to talk about. So I don't want to come up with something.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says that Trump's in love with him.
Did he love me?
Did you see that?
Trump cannot stop talking about me because he loves me. I mean, I cannot even begin to tell you how petty it is for the president of the United States to be tweeting about the fucking reality show, The Apprentice. I mean, that's insane. Could you imagine if Obama would have tweeted? I'm serious.
No, I know.
Could you imagine if Obama would have tweeted, you know, too bad about the loser ratings of the Academy Awards. That's what they get for not giving the award to a movie about me, you know. Imagine if that would have happened. It's unbelievable.
I know.
And yet these people who support him, I was thinking about this yesterday. And I pretty much stay out of it. But I was thinking about just how much bullshit these Trump fans have to live through, you know? Yep. It's an amazing amount of bullshit that they take in. Now,
they don't hear it.
Don't get me wrong. Every president has bullshit, okay?
Right.
But Trump is, and by the way, the anti-Trumpers are a little out of control, you know? They really are. And they're protesting everything. But these people who support him, I mean, I can understand people that say, well, I like the president. Listen, I like President Trump. I think he's going to do a lot for the country. I'm a little bothered by his tweeting. I can understand that attitude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can totally understand it. I'm a little bothered by, you know, like when he lied about the inauguration numbers, you know. I'm a little bothered by, you know, I'm a little bothered by the Muslim ban. I'm a little, you know, I can understand someone being like that.
Right.
And just like I can understand somebody that says, you know, Trump's the president, but I don't like him. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
I understand people go, no, he's a bullshit artist. I don't like him. I respect the office. I don't like him. I understand that. Here's what I don't get. Oh, Trump's right. He did have more people at his inauguration than Obama's.
Yeah.
Because he did. I mean, there are pictures. Did you see that the Parks Department, that they actually got, that people sued them for the Freedom of Information Act and they had to release all the pictures?
No.
Oh, yeah. Of the inauguration?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take pictures during the whole thing. And so they got sued. And through the Freedom of Information Act, they had to release the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even close. I mean, they had the pictures of Obama's inauguration and Trump's. But, you know, but what is that? That doesn't mean, I mean, here's what it means. And I'm saying this for Trump supporters out there. It means that a guy who did a historically special moment of being the first African American to win the presidency, okay,
had a lot of support.
Yes, he had a movement and people that have never been there before. Mm-hmm. So of course he's going to have more people. So what was ridiculous was Trump.
He's in competition with everybody.
Exactly. I don't know why he has to make it a competition. So when Trump said, "Oh, I just kicked his ass," it's like, dude, no, you know you didn't. Why would you even say something?
And what does it matter? Just be proud with what you have and move forward.
I mean, that would be like me saying, oh, I weigh 180 pounds and I have a dick that's 10 inches long. People will go, what? No, you're not. We're looking at a picture. We're looking at you. You're not 180 pounds.
Right.
You're 400 pounds if you're an ounce. You know what I mean?
I'm going to build a wall and send you to Mexico, Ray.
And I mean, why in the fuck would he say I had more people at my inauguration than Obama?
Right.
That was insanity. And that's what I said, he didn't say that. Why would he say something that is so noticeably false?
Mm-hmm.
And then what got scary is I'm like, oh my God, he actually believes it. You know, he really believes that. Well, here's the people that scare me. The people that believe it with him and argue, oh no, he had more people at his inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, he didn't. Well, how do you know? Because I saw pictures. I watched it on television.
Right.
Well, that's just the camera angle. No, it's not. There's no way to fake camera angles. It was what it was. You know, he just didn't have the same amount of people. And you know what? That's okay.
Right. He won. He's the president.
Yeah, it was nothing to worry. It was nothing to worry about until he made it something to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand people that, because like I said, every president gives bullshit. You can keep your doctors. No, President Obama, we won't be able to keep our doctors.
No.
You know. I could tell you times when he lied. You know what I mean?
Your premiums won't go up.
Your premiums aren't going to go up. Bullshit. My premiums are going to go insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, you never did. I mean, he talked, you know. Obama liked to, George W. Bush lied. They have mm-hmm. weapons of mass destruction. No, they didn't. Right. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
And Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. Bullshit. Not only did you have sex with her, you're making her do all kinds of kinky stuff. Pervert.
Right.
I mean, he's.
Nobody brought up the cigars.
Yeah. Take this cigar. Listen, I want you to take this cigar and stick it in your hoo-ha. Oh, my God.
Nobody said anything about cigars.
Yeah. I mean, he was a pervert. He's been the biggest pervert of all the presidents.
That we know of.
Yeah. I mean, unless Trump's over there having people pee on him.
Right.
But, yeah, pretty sure that that's Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but here's the thing with Trump is that he says it and he expects people to believe it. And then he gets mad when they don't.
Right.
Like, I kind of got the feeling that when Obama said, if you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor. Like he walked off.
He believed it.
Yeah. Like he walked off stage and someone said, hey, that's not true. And then he went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But I also think there were things he said where he walked off the stage laughing, going, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I know I just lied.
Right.
I think that happened. And just like when Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman. You know damn well he walked off going, ha, 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 you're damn right I did. I banged the hell out of her. You know.
Right.
I think that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Trump, he says something and then gets angry when they don't believe him, you know.
Because he comes up with these wild-ass stories.
But I don't. But he knows he's lying, right?
I don't think he does.
No, because that would mean he's
crazy.
Yeah, and I don't think I don't think he's crazy.
I do.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's crazy. I think Trump is just. I think Trump feels he's smarter than everybody, so he can like. I could tell this lie and everyone's going to believe it because I'm better than everyone. You know what I mean? I think he suffers from that. I think he's got a delusion of. I think he has a delusion about how good he is at convincing people, you know. And say what you want. It's true.
So he's going to convince everybody that Obama wiretap Trump Towers.
Listen, I know Obama didn't wiretap shit, but I'm going to put this tweet out. Yes, of course. Because there are people that believe him, and those are the scary people.
My aunt's one of them.
These people who just believe everything that comes out of his mouth. Listen, I was a huge Obama supporter. I didn't believe everything that came out of his mouth.
And it's hilarious. My aunt, like, reposts everything and all the stuff that, you know, these memes that go with everything that Trump says. And then my uncle, that's not married to her, it's a different uncle, but same side of the family,
yeah,
is, like, pro-Obama and everything and pro-Democrat everything.
Right.
Is, like, Trump. Are you fucking crazy?
I know. I mean, I don't.
So they see each other's posts.
I have no problem with someone who's pro-Democrat.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand being pro or anti-Obama. He's out of the picture.
Right.
Obama can't run again. Obama is.
I'm saying he supported Obama when Obama was in office.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm saying that I can understand being pro-Democrat. I don't understand the people who are just anti-Trump. You know, because I'll tell you what, right now, this healthcare plan,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to say something that, you know, that nobody else is saying. The one that they just released,
mm-hmm,
it could be worse. Trump made it better.
I don't know.
And I honestly feel it because there are conservatives out there.
It's not good for the poor.
Who exactly. But it still doesn't hurt them enough for these conservatives. There are conservatives out there who just want to get rid of it altogether. And when they say, well, how are we going to get insurance to these poor people? And their attitude's like, fuck them. Fuck those poor people. Let them die. And I will say that Trump's the guy that said, we're going to keep you being covered if you have existing conditions. We're going to make sure that, you know what I mean?
But they're going to make them pay more.
Yeah, but still. I'm telling you, it could have been worse because there are people, the Tea Party people, who were elected who want to make it worse. In fact, there was a whole group of Republicans yesterday that gave speeches slamming it. I'm serious. Their thing is, Well, this expansion of Medicaid is just too much and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they really, you know, they're not happy until poor people get nothing. I mean, that's what they want. So I'm saying that it could have been worse. And I know you're saying to yourself, you're going, oh, you're crazy. But I'm telling you.
Well, I'm at the bottom percent that it's going to affect.
Yeah, but it could have been even crazier. And it still might be.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people are going to fight it. So the only person that's keeping it is Trump. Trump's the guy that demanded, hey, you guys are going to leave the existing conditions thing in, and you guys are going to, you know. So, in other words, let's just give some credit where it's due. I mean, Trump's the guy that, you know, Trump's the guy who fought for this. So, I mean, I'm willing to admit that. The people who are scary, though, are the people who listen to the bullshit and hear Trump speak and just blindly believe everything.
Right.
Those are the people that are scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because when pictures prove you wrong, you know,
mm-hmm.
when tape...
Numbers prove you wrong.
When tape, numbers, facts prove you wrong, and you either refuse to listen or view the facts, or you
blame somebody.
Or did you see this thing where they showed them the pictures? Yeah, they did a thing. They took the pictures, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I can't remember the media outlet. They took the pictures and they showed them to people who were Trump supporters. And they said, which one has more people? And they knew damn well which one was Trump. And they said, that one. Like, they, in their minds, they've convinced themselves that Trump's telling the proof.
Right.
And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what they say. So, I mean, those are the truly scary people.
Yeah. Speaking of Trump, Alec Baldwin may not be playing him very much longer on SNL.
Yeah, what's he doing? He's going to be filming something, right?
Well, no, he says Trump just overwhelmingly lacks any sportsmanship. He remains bitter and angry, and you just want to look at him and go, you won. He says that he thinks the maliciousness of this White House has people very worried, which is why he's not going to do it much longer.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't know how much more people can take it.
Huh.
Quote unquote.
I thought he was going off to film a movie or something.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you what. I honestly think people like Saturday Night Live are the last... are really the last bastion of people keeping him honest.
In check. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep him in check. And I hate mm-hmm. to say it, but making fun of him is like the only way to keep him in check.
Mm-hmm. And he don't like it.
However, I'm telling you, Ted Cruz would have been worse. I'm serious. I know that people think, they're going, Ray, you're crazy. I'm telling you, he would have been worse. Because I want you to look at what this Congress is doing. Because while everybody's bitching about Trump, this Congress is doing some pretty shady shit.
Mm-hmm.
All they care about is giving a tax cut to the wealthiest Americans. That's all they care about. Even in the new Trump care package, the new health care package,
mm-hmm.
they put a tax cut in, a tax cut exclusively for insurance company CEOs who make more than $500,000.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that insane?
Yes.
Who does that?
People that's getting their pockets lined.
There's only a handful of people that do that for. They put a tax cut that is that specific. It probably covers 20 people.
Yeah.
Who in the fuck does that? That's the kind of stuff they do. So they're all they care about is giving tax cuts to the wealthy. They don't care about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And if it means there's poor people that are going to starve to death or
they don't care.
They don't care.
Who was it the other day that said if you wanted insurance that get rid of your iPhone and pay your higher premium?
Yeah, it was Jason Chaffetz who said that. He's one of those scary Republicans that I'm concerned about. And listen, that's the thing that gets me, because a Republican idea is not always a bad idea. There are plenty of Republican ideas that are good. There really are. There are. And I know you're probably going, what? But no, I'm telling you, there are Republican ideas and Republican plans that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're positive. But
the
one thing they're wrong on is that every single thing they do has to go towards giving a tax cut to the wealthy. And it's just so incorrect. We cannot. I'm sorry. If anything, the super wealthy need to pay more. You certainly don't want to give them a tax cut. And the myth that when wealthy people are given more money via tax cuts, that they somehow decide, well, I'm going to take this extra wealth I've got and I'm going to trickle it down to the common man. I'm going to give them some new jobs. And I'm telling you, that is utter bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially when we're getting ready to enter a time where what they can do with that extra money is buy robots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really bad idea. Anyway, what do I do? So that's what I say. So I just think there are people that are unfair to Trump, but, you know, Trump is delusional. But we need to look at all of it. Does that make any sense?
There's more than one delusional politician up
there. Yes, this is what I'm saying. So I understand. I understand when people have questions.
Yeah.
And I know people that voted for Trump. And you're like, how can you vote for this man? They're like, well, look what he's doing for the stock market. Look what he's going to do for business. Look at what he's going to do for people getting jobs. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if that's going to work, but if it does, hey, I'm all for it. You know, I am all for it. But the people who say 100% what he's done is bad, they're wrong. Because it hasn't been 100% isn't bad. You know, he has also done some good. So I don't understand those people. And I don't understand the people that just believe everything he says and take it, even though it can be proven wrong, then still take it and say, oh, no, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand those people. Just don't get them. Oh, well.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we've been going 59 minutes. So we should probably wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Good show today.
Take it.
Good show. I'm sorry you're having
poop. No poopsidents.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're having poopsidents.
I didn't have any.
Are you runny or are you solid?
I'm solid.
Oh, good for you. Well, that's not bad.
For now.
I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I felt like, I'm like, oh, my God, this log is the size of, you know. I'm like, this is a log the size of a giant Three Musketeers bar.
I got to tell you a quick funny.
Yeah.
I was working at an art gallery. There was an art show going on.
Yeah.
And the bathroom was right off the gallery.
Oh, Jesus, I can tell where it's going. Yeah.
And it was a one-person bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And I had to go. And it was the biggest, longest, unbroken log I ever had in my life.
Oh, my God.
And it wouldn't flush. And then the water started rising. And there was no plunger.
Oh, no. This is at an art show?
Yeah.
Let me ask, how frustrated were you?
I was about to cry.
Oh, my God. Where's the fucking plunger?
I like, opened the door real quietly and...
Snuck out
and found my manager. I'm like, where's the plunger?
Oh, my God.
And she's like, it's in the back room. And I ran back there and I got it. And I like had to hide it like under my dress and ran in there.
Jesus.
And had to break the log up and.
Oh.
Get it in pieces for it to go down.
Good Lord.
It was so long. I'm like, that came out of my butt.
Oh.
It was like, it was as long as a ruler.
Oh, that's great. A big giant turd. Unbelievable.
I'm still in this day, to this day, in awe of it. Because it felt like a little one came out.
Yeah.
And it was like this big.
Sometimes it's nice and solid, and it's just like, it just comes out like, you know, it comes out easy. It's like, oh, that's very impressive.
But the water rose, but it didn't like overflow. Mm-hmm. Like if I would have tried to flush it again, it would have. Oh my God!
Oh, when I was young, I was impressive with like what I could eat,
mm-hmm.
and the shits I would take. Oh my God!
I've been
unbelievable.
Like that.
Oh, I could take amazing shits.
I'm a woman. I've got IBS. I'm all over the place.
Yeah. I went yesterday and I thought it was going to be a big solid log. I really did.
I'm like, got people switching off.
I'm like, this is going to be
show.
Big and smooth. It's just going to come out. You know what I mean? It's going to be just a big solid log, right?
Smooth operator.
And I got to the toilet and I sat down. I was, it was loose. Spraying everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
I should have known something was coming this morning because I tooted last night and it was silent. And I started smelling rotten eggs. I'm like, I never stink. Like, I could smell it. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
So I shouldn't have ate what I ate this morning.
Yeah. You got a mess now.
Uh-huh. Today's going to be something else.
Oh, I got to tell you, I had a loose mess yesterday. I got up and I flushed the toilet. I got up and looked back at the toilet and went, oh, Jesus. And just felt shame. I was like, oh, God damn it. You know? Oh, that's a mess. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure Dina loves cleaning up after that.
Oh, this is what I'm the one that I want to clean it. Okay.
Lift the lid and.
Yeah, I want to take the scrubber, get in there and clean it, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm gone, and she goes and cleans it.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back, and it's like she goes,
"What is he doing here?"
She goes, "Oh, I cleaned your toilet," and I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I cleaned your toilet." I'm like, "Oh, that's so sweet," but I'm thinking to myself. No, don't clean the toilet. Like, don't do that. Jesus. No, it's not fit for you to see. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, it was, I hate it. Because then I get mad at myself. I'm like, oh, why the fuck didn't I clean it when I had a chance? And now she thinks less of me. I mean, she's never going to have sex with me again.
Uh,
terrible. Ugh, just terrible. Oh. Oh, well, okay, we should definitely wrap it up now. There you go, people. An hour and 5 minutes of loose stool, solid stool, smelly stool, emergency stool, poop-sidence, and Trump. That's what you got today. Thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow at 9 to give you our final show of the week. Until then, you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. So long, everybody.
Bye.